Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember almost a year ago when I brought you the shocking story that the Biden administration was direct flying in illegal immigrants on planes? Remember that was broken by the Center for Immigration Studies? Shocking. Tens of thousands of them that they found in the first tranche. And they got the information. They had to sue the Biden administration, FOIA sue them, Freedom of Information Act. When they got the information and published it, the media went into overdrive denying this, fact-checking. Nope, illegals are not being flown in here directly by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, including from Yemen and Iran. That would never happen. Well, the UK Daily Mail, you remember, rebelled. American media was fact-checking right and left, wasn't happening, lies, it's not true. UK Daily Mail said it was, and they doubled down. Even though the media was fact-checking it, they were right. Well, we just got numbers on how many illegals they flew in here. You ready for this? You might want to sit down. 550,000 that we know of. Now, keep in mind, they were lying about it when it was 50,000, saying that was, we didn't do it, we're not bringing them in. Well, okay, it's not more than that. Okay, well, wait, it is. So, I have no doubt whatsoever there are more. And that they're lying about those two. 530,000 migrants. Bill Malusian with Fox News reporting flown in yesterday. That's illegal immigrants to the rest of us. What they do is give them a little QR code. It's all nice and official, and it lets them walk unvetted through our airports. Well, does having a QR code make it official? You're an immigrant now, not an illegal. No, you're still an illegal. You just have a QR code. And that way, the TSA knows not to screen them like they'd screen second-class citizens like us. They're first-class citizens, even though they're illegals. In addition, 813,000 illegals are scheduled via appointments via the CPB One app. Well, is that official? No, they're still illegals, but they've got a nice little QR code. And they can use that to walk through the port of entry. That way, Joe and Kamala can claim, hey, look, illegal immigrant crossings are way down. No, they're sneaking them through ports of entry. So ports of entry would either be through the airport or through the actual ports that you and I would have to use, like, say, a visa to go back and forth. But because we're second class kinds of people, we're not first class like the illegals. For a total of 1.3 million migrants, illegals, whatever you want to call them, brought in here by the Biden regime that are not counted in the totals. This is how they're going to do it now, folks. They're going to bring 30 million in. You give them 4 more years, they bring 30 million in here this way. And we'll have to sue and sue and sue and sue to find it, play games with them. Now, here's the other thing he's doing. He's created his own jobs program, Joe Biden. Congress hasn't authorized any of this. And he grants 2-year work permits. Joe Biden does. It's just a piece of paper. Okay. It sounds nice official, but it's a piece of paper. Well, here's the problem Bill Malusian was explaining on Fox News yesterday. Our immigration agents now have 7,000 cases apiece. That's a backlog of 8 million on the docket. So what is going to happen, he says, the bottom line, the more than 1 million migrant illegal immigrants the Biden administration has allowed into the U.S. With these fake work paper programs, they're here to stay. There's nobody to pick them up. And so the pace is going to increase. I mean, keep in mind, a year ago, they were denying anybody was flying in and said it was fake news. So I have no doubt. We just found 1.3 million. There could be 10 or 15. It wouldn't surprise me one iota. And they will lie about it till they're forced to give up the truth. Now, Elon Musk yesterday tweeted something really important about all of this that you need to understand, because this is a voter recruitment program. When you're talking about the 800,000 that have these appointments, all these people that are being put on planes that are being taken into the interior, and the Biden administration has let in about 9 million of them, plus this other 800,000, right? They're being brought in. Here, I'll read what Elon Musk tweeted yesterday, and he's right. Those granted asylum become citizens within 5 years, which is just over one presidential election cycle, and then vote overwhelmingly Democrat. This is why so many are being placed in large numbers in Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, and other swing states to create a permanent one-party rule by the Democrats. He's right. Now, it used to be when we created asylum, it was mainly for Soviets to act as a magnet to get them to risk their lives to come here. And we'd take in a dozen, maybe a year. But we got liberal judges now that are throwing out the asylum, handing it out. In fact, if that bill had passed, the one they claimed cracked down on the border, but Trump wouldn't let it, that lie, they were going to send judges to the border to greet the illegals as they came over and hand them asylum, hand them their green card. We're stuck with them at that point. It's very hard to stop them from getting citizenship. So this is absolutely a voter drive, which brings us to Springfield. And these shocking numbers about the Haitian migrants. 81% of the Haitian migrants are being relocated in areas that voted for Trump. 81%. So let's jump over to Springfield, Ohio. Why were 20,000 migrants dumped on a town of 52,000 people? And by the way, this is going on all over the country. Because Springfield is red. And not too long ago, Ohio was purple. It was a swing state. Springfield votes 60.7% for the Republican Party in the last election, 37.4% for the Democrats. Or they did. But over the last 3 years, we dumped 20,000 Haitians. They're going to be asylees. We don't know who the hell they are, but they're going to be asylees because we can't vet them. The government collapsed. We can't call their government and find out who they are, which is how the Democrats like it. They could just be from the prisons. There's no way to know. So they dump them on a red city. That city's going to go blue. That's what this is about. And that's what Musk is warning about. And he retweeted the 81% figure too. 81% of the Haitians going to red areas. Why? They are expected to vote Democrat. And they are going to flip those areas, and they're going to flip them fast once they get the asylum. And again, he said, and he's right, it's 5 years. If you get asylum, it's not that way for every category, but for Haitians it is, because their country has unfortunately collapsed. Now we're learning about a town called Charleroi. It's in Pennsylvania. It is Republican, so it's open for attack. Attack by the voter drive people. 2,000 Haitian migrants dumped there. It's a very, very small town. And the influx of people has overloaded the sewage system, and locals are complaining about the smell. The sewage system is not built for it. She wins, folks. The number in my mind is 30 million. I mean, new, brought him, bring him in here. And you're going to see them now that they have got the congressional districts by stacking them in California and New York. You're going to see them dumped in mass on Republican towns to quickly flip them blue.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.